T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, just after 8 o'clock on your Thursday morning, the 1st of June, Dusty Herrick, Cam Cleland with you. And joining us now for the first time since being named the head football coach at the University of Oregon is Ducks coach Willie Taggart. Good morning, coach. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Doing great. Hey, we were just talking for the last half hour. We have our Throwback Thursday. Best player or performance that you'd want to go back in history that you've never seen, you didn't see in person, but you would want to go back and see. Who is that for Willie Taggart?
Best player, football player, or?
Anything. Any player or performance that you never got to see but would love the chance to go back in time and see.
I love to go watch MJ play. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right there.
At some point.
That's good stuff.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, man.
All right, Cam's kid.
Yeah.
It's take your kid to work day. He said Michael Jordan, too.
Most impressionable man. My history coach. Just backstory for me, when I walked into the room with coaches like Coach Belichick, I mean, I remember my first time I stepped into the meeting room with Coach Dicker, they all left me with a message that I kind of went, all right, this is what he wants to give us right away in my team meeting room. You stepped foot into the team meeting room with those guys. In your mind, you knew what you were going to say, but what was that first message that this Ducks team needs to get from you when you walked in there?
That they had to become a team within themselves. You know, it was really important. I know for me, being able to take over, this is my third program now, knowing some of the similarities, that, like I told those guys, one thing we needed to do first and foremost is come together as a team. I just didn't feel like we were one team, just watching film and seeing things that happened last year. And if we're not a team, then all the other stuff is not going to work, you know, no matter what I say. So it was very important that we come together as a team, and it's hard to come together as a team if we don't like each other. So there's a lot of work ahead of us, and we had to get to work. There was going to be no excuses in doing it.
You know, you said to the Oregonian back in March that that we need to learn to like each other. Over the last 2 months now since those comments, you know, have you seen that growth, and where
Absolutely.
Are you guys at in that?
I have. I mean, I'm really loving this football team and the way they're coming together now. And you're starting to see more guys hang out together, either when they're coming over here or when they're leaving. It's not just one guy with each other. It's four or five guys hanging out with each other. And they're in our building a lot more than when I first got here. And just meeting, having an individual meeting with each and one of the players. That's what they talk about consistently, just how they feel like they're so much closer and how they hang out a lot more than what they did in the past. And that's what we need.
Willie Taggart is our guest, University of Oregon head football coach, your former quarterback. What makes up the perfect quarterback for Willie Taggart?
a guy that can lead the entire football team. You know, you look at some of the great quarterbacks that played the game, that entire football team played for that quarterback, whether it's defense, special teams, offensive guys. Those great quarterbacks have a way of rallying people around them and want to play for them. And I think that's so critical in the game of football. And at that position is not just the offensive guy, but the entire football team. And when you look around, the head coach and the quarterback get all the credit and all the blame for the most part. So you got to lead them all.
You know, because you had this Oregon program was known for offense right away, and you got to come in and you're going to put your stamp on this offense defensively. You upgraded defensive staff, but you saw with Justin Herbert, you just mentioned the guys behind it. What is the offense going to do? If you could just explain in a couple simple things, is it toughness? Is it what you want to do and establish Willie Taggart football on the field? What do you want to do offensively? Because this program has already set national expectations of high-octane offense. Is it going to be the same?
Yeah, we want to score a lot of points, as many points as we can score. Mm-hmm. We want to be physical. and running the football and everything we do as a football team. We want to be physical, and but we want to score as many points as we can, you know, and as fast as we can, and as quick as we, like I said, fast as quick as we can, and we like to keep that going here at Oregon, and then we'll like to limit people to the touchdowns and points they score on the defense side of the ball. So, but we're planning on, and we're hoping and planning on scoring a lot of points, and you have to nowadays in college football. You got to outscore people, and then see, you have a good defense, you can have a pretty good football team.
What was your thoughts of the Pac-12 being around Florida and coming from Western Kentucky? Just the conference as a whole, when you're coming out here and you're looking at it, it hasn't won a title in a long time. It's been the conference that everybody says is the late-night games. What, when you're thinking about it from the Florida perspective, from that East Coast, what was the conference? Was it just speed? What was it for you?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, I'm probably a little different because I coached 3 years in the Pac-12, so I have a different perspective from that standpoint. I think it's one of the better conferences out there, and very well coached teams. And it's a physical conference. You look at what Stanford does on their side of the ball, and then you look at what SC and Washington did last year. I think it's a conference that's coming back, and it's probably been a while, but I think here in the next few years, you'll see one of the teams out of the Pac-12 win it all.
You know, you mentioned defense. You guys want to hold guys less points. Going to your guys' scrimmage at Jesuit up here in the spring and then watching the spring game, one thing that really sticks out, you call it juice in your coaching staff and kind of the vibrance of it. Legitimate question, is Jim Levitt crazy, or is he just on that edge of being crazy to where he is just a ball of energy out there on the field that this defense needs?
He's not crazy. He's a good football coach, and he has a lot of energy, you know. And you heard Raph Emerson say before, nothing great happens without enthusiasm, and that's something we preach all the time around here, coming and trying to attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And Jim takes that literally, you know, and it's great to be around. It's contagious, and we want to do great things here, and I think we need energy, we need juice, and we need players. And then we need to make plays when it's all said and done. But I don't think Coach is crazy. He's wired up every single day, and he's going to have his Pepsi and ready to roll with it.
You know, that was one thing the guys said, what we heard all throughout spring ball was, you know, they feed off of what the coaches were bringing into practice every day. Is what was the feedback that you got from players that they took out of spring ball, first spring, their first real time being on the field with you guys? Because I know you guys talked with guys about, you know, whether it's exit interviews or just we're talking around with them. What was the biggest thing that the players were taking away in telling you guys?
I know a lot of guys told me they love practice. They love coming to practice now and competing, and you got to love practice and want to compete, and that made me feel a lot better seeing that, you know. But they loved the energy, and they felt more comfortable with the coaches, and now having a better understanding of what and how we practice makes it so much easier. I tell you what's great now is you see guys out working on their own, you know, and different position groups out there now, and when they're through working out, they go out and work on their craft, and that showed me a team that wants to be better and wants to do everything they can to put this program back to where it belongs. But all those guys were really excited and felt like they got better in spring ball, and they really enjoyed the way we did things.
You have an early start to the season with some tough games. This conference, again, has 9 conference games. Other teams and other conferences like the SEC, 8. I've asked this before of other Pac-12 coaches. Is the Pac-12 doing it the right way? Are they behind? Because it gets down, you got to get into the Final Four, and you get into that conversation at the end of the year where you have that extra game and that week off. Is the Pac-12 doing it the right way, or should there be more competitive balance by making it 8 like the SEC does?
I like the way that it is. Now, it's the first time I'm going to be a part of it, but I think it's great. I think at the end of the day, if you want to play at that, in that playoff, you got to win your ball games no matter what, you know, and you got to be it's got to be some impressive wins when you do win, you know. So you got to win all your ball games pretty much, and no matter what conference you are in, and no matter if you're playing 8 or 9 conference games, you got to win them. And so that's kind of my feeling on it all.
You guys have been red hot on the recruiting trail. You think you guys got a shot at that quarterback from Sheldon, that Taggart kid?
Well, it'll be a while for that guy. As long as he could continue to develop. Now, if he stopped developing, we won't touch that guy at all.
And how has it been, though, for the family? I mean, coming from South Florida to Eugene, Oregon is a shock to anybody's system. How's it been for your wife and kids, though? I mean, for you, you're in coaching every single day. How's that transition been for the family?
Well, unfortunately, they're not here yet. They'll be here in July. My kids just finished school last week in Florida, and they would come here in June now, but I'll be on the road recruiting, doing camps and things like that, so it really don't do them any good to come out here, and I'm not here. So they'll be here in July for good, and be great. But they came out here, they visited, and really didn't want to leave, so I was fired up about that. I was like, check. You know, so they had a great time. Eugene's such a great place, and I have an easygoing family, and they all my boys. I mean, they're good with people, and they're good at adjusting. So I think they'll come and do well. And just from my experience of being here these past 6 months, the people here are great, and I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, one last thing before we let you go, Coach. You know, you mentioned
you have to let me go.
We have well, we don't have to. If you won't
he's a busy
go all
man,
day,
busy
we can
man.
Go all hour. But we figured you have to get going. But we're talking about. You said it's beautiful up here in July. We heard David Shaw at Stanford say that this new early signing period would be catastrophic to Stanford. You hear a lot of schools in the South are saying. It's kind of an unfair advantage when the schools up north get to bring kids up for early visits and early signing periods because the weather's nice there in June. How do you feel about the early signing period? Is that a pro or a con for the Oregon program?
It doesn't matter. We're just going to try to outwork people no matter when that day comes. You know, I didn't see anything wrong with the old rule, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, so it just goes back to working and competing and developing a relationship with guys. But no matter what it is, we're going to adjust to the rules and try to do our very best job to get the very, very best athletes in here to help us win championships. So I think, again, no matter when that signing day is, it's going to be a good day for the Ducks.
Willie Taggart, the head football coach at the University of Oregon. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
Let's
coach.
Do it
Appreciate
again sometime
it.
Soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on, and have a great day if you want to, fellas.
There you go. Coach Willie Taggart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.